Blog Talk Radio. Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this special opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I feel the vibration. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win and achieve greater results. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions, your interaction, your comments on today's subject. This, of course, always lends to a richer environment that I truly appreciate when you interact and engage. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be scared. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we're going to process around a question of, is it too late? Is it too late? But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email. How about a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon? Bottom line, I think you get the point. We ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you in today's broadcast. And we thank you in advance. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your notepads, pens, tablets, laptops, iPads available, your desktops, you want to grab whatever you need to grab. Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, we are in our Shape Up series, and we are looking at, in today's installment, this subject of, is it too late? Is it too late to pursue my dream? Is it too late to pursue my dream? And you know what I love about this question? I must say that this question was raised on last week. And I was so intrigued by this question, not because I've never heard it before, but it caused me to want to dig in a little bit deeper. You see, on our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we gave you a little taste of Put Your Dream to the Test by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, because I was preparing to launch my latest mastermind on this very subject. And we were talking about ownership and costs associated with Put Your Dream to the Test. And we had a caller chime in, and the caller raised the question and said, hey, is it ever too late to pursue your dream? Is it ever too late to pursue your dream? And in those few moments, I gave her some information. And if you want to listen to the full episode, go to our on-demand library. And so I was able to share briefly with our global listening audience member who chimed in that it's never too late. And I referenced Colonel Sanders, actually. And what I want to do is give a little bit greater fullness because I wasn't prepared to answer that question, meaning I didn't recall his exact age and things of that nature. And so I referenced Colonel Sanders, and I referenced him because I remember reading his story that he was very mature in age when he founded and launched KFC. And so I want to say to Dr. Veronica, if you're tuning in, thank you. This question caused me to go deeper in my research, and I want to deal with that question here on Motivational Mondays. Why? Because this is a fairly common question that I deal with in my coaching practice on a regular basis. I mean, the reality is this is a question that many people have asked. And what was interesting is that when I did my Google search with my friend, Mr. Google, I found a lot of different YouTube videos titled on this subject as well, along with realizing that this is a common search and a common question that many people are struggling with. And so today I wanted to encourage you on your journey. And regardless of where you are, I wanted to be able to share the stories of others with the hope, power you, inspire you, provoke you to know that you can pursue your dream, and it doesn't matter where you are on your life's journey, it's never too late. You know, interestingly enough, speaking of it's never too late, I was 31 years old, Coach Adams, Shawnee Marie Adams, was 31 years old when I made the connection with God's perceived purpose on my life. And I remember back then it was such an aha, you know, awakening moment of making this connection. And I was in my late 30s, pushing 40, when I launched out into this deep of pursuing my purpose full time. And I've been on the journey ever since. Interestingly enough, I remember thinking to myself when God spoke his purpose and call on my life, and again, I'm in my 30s, you know, I'm thinking I was on the path. Prior to that time, I was in real estate. I was actually a real estate financing specialist, former licensed realtor for the state of California. I was in that industry, had been around that industry, fresh out of high school, starting in administrative roles and grew into processing, loan processing, so on and so forth, and eventually got my license, and my focus was real estate finance, and I was a real estate financing specialist. And so I'm in the rhythm of what I worked hard to achieve to get to that place, you know, acquiring my real estate license and all of that. And so when God began to speak into my life in my 30s, I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute, Lord. Wow, we're getting started over in my life at this stage? What? Because again, stay mindful. When I launched out into pursuing God's purpose full time, I was in my late 30s pushing 40. I was knocking on the door of 40. And so I'm thinking, wow, this is kind of late in life to be on this journey of figuring out and going into a new area of focus. Real estate, I knew like the back of my hand. And I knew real estate like the back of my hand because I had worked in the industry on so many different levels. I had worked on the real estate side. I had worked in the escrow side. I was working on the finance side. So, of course, I knew that industry like the back of my hand. But yet, it was not my God-given purpose and assignment. And so I had to, quote-unquote, start all over. And what I realized is this, that it's never too late to start again. It's never too late to pursue your God-given purpose. It's never too late to pursue your assignment. And I didn't want to have to face the reality of the question later on in life that I've grown to realize from my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement. Visit bostonmovement.formation. But I didn't want to have to deal with the question of if only I would have pursued my dream, if only. What if I take a risk? I didn't want to deal with that question either. And so in that stage of realizing, I don't want to have any regrets. I don't want to look back and say, wow, I wish I would have, could have, should have. I should have did it. I wish I would have. And many of us are sitting in that place today. And so I've been on a rich journey that I am truly, eternally grateful for. When I tell you that Coach Adams is the most fulfilled that I have been ever in my life has significance, and I'm making an impact, it is really mind-blowing for me, I must say, because it has not been a perfect journey. And I want to put that out there. It hasn't been a perfect journey. It hasn't been an easy road, an easy journey. Oh, yes, I've had to overcome some. Oh, yes, I've had to deal with some things and make some difficult decisions in owning my dream, as we spoke about on last week, and willingness to pay the cost, to pay the price to pursue my dream. So I want you to know that I don't stand, sit, speak before you and say, oh, it's so easy, just do it. No, you're going to have some challenges. And I want to make sure that you know that you're going to have some challenges. But what I can say on the other side is that it is a wonderful, beautiful thing to be on your journey, being that square peg, fitting perfectly in that square hole, in that place that you were designed for. You know, I mentioned that I'm making an impact. I remember early on I got this note from an individual who, at the time that we started working together, she wasn't published, but now she's a published author. I don't know how many years ago now, but I'm going to read this little blurb to you because I think that this is just one of many that speak to when you're doing what you were created to do, something extra special happens. And the note said, my friend, my nurturer, my mentor, my coach, I just wanted to tell you that I love you so much. I have been named Cush City 2007 Best New Author. I am so grateful to God, first of all, my friend, and especially my coach, Shawnea Marie Adams. You inspired me to persist. Thank you for your nurturing and kind spirit keeping me on track. I just love you for that, because it was my support that assisted her in moving on the other side of completing her book and becoming a published author. But there's many stories that I can share with you, but I now want to share with you just a few names that you may actually recognize, and we're going to dig in and get some lessons learned from the journeys that we're going to talk about. So is anyone familiar with Vera Wang? Does that name ring a bell? Ah, she is obviously a noted fashion icon. But this is what I love. Vera Lang launched her fashion line when she was 40 years old. Her desire was to be in an Olympic gymnast, and she didn't make it. And so she went through a number of different things and circumstances and situations, and at age 40, she launched her fashion line. And there's not a female out there that if she could get a Vera Wang for her wedding, that she wouldn't say, I want a Vera Wang. She's a noted fashion icon. Then there is Stan Lee. And I'm only sharing with you a few stories that of individuals that have touched me and that I really appreciate their work. And when I found out how old they were, when they started, it was definitely impactful, and I wanted to share a few of these stories with you to encourage you on your journey as we're processing through this question of, is there ever a time when it's too late to pursue our dream? Stan Lee, comic creator, was 39 when he co-created Fantastic Four. Have you heard of that? X-Men, Spider-Man, Thor, Avengers, Hulk, etc., under the Marvel Comics brand. And those are just a few. There were many others. But he was 39 when he got started. Here's a name you may recognize. How about Samuel L. Jackson, actor? Samuel L. Jackson was 43 years old when he landed his first major role in a Spike Lee movie, Jungle Fever. And now he's gone on to have an amazing career. He's one of the busiest actors and has done the highest volume of movies out there. I'm bringing up this individual, Ken John. You may not recognize Ken John's name, but let me tell you why I bring up Ken John. I bring up Ken John because last week when we were speaking about Put Your Dream to the Test, we talked about the significance of owning your own dream. If you tuned in last week, you heard me sharing with you that when I was a little girl, my mom got me accordion lessons. Yes, I know for those that are hearing this for the first time, it's mind-blowing to know that, yeah, I learned how to play the accordion. But I realized early on I wasn't going to make my living playing the accordion. But the interesting thing about that is that that was my mom's dream. She wanted me to do something unexpected and different. She wanted me to give me a taste of a different culture and all of that. And I remember as a little girl, this big, huge accordion. And she would want me, whenever she had friends over, play your song. I had one song. I did learn the song. And I was able to play that. And I'm this little teeny tiny thing. And I'm coming in with the big accordion playing my song. You know, swaying from one side to the other, trying to make the notes and all of that. And I remember it was so touching for me. I think it's been probably about, time flies so quickly, maybe 10 years ago now, I had the opportunity to go to San Marco, Italy with my mentors, Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, on a ministry assignment. And we were in San Marco taking a little tour and just kind of sightseeing. And I saw an accordion player. And it caused me to pause and stop. And guess what? They were playing my song. And it prompted me to ask my mom, Mom, why did you want me to play the accordion? And that's when I got the insight that I shared with you. I share that because of this. When it comes to pursuing our dream, we have to own our dream. And the accordion wasn't my dream. I may not have known what it was, but what I did know is that it wasn't the accordion. Now, bringing that back to my reference of Ken John, the reason why I reference Ken John is that Ken John was a practicing doctor in California who was moonlighting as a comedian. So wait, let's pause right there. He was moonlighting as a comedian, but yet he was a practicing doctor. This, I don't know Ken John, but what this tells me is that him being a doctor was someone else's dream. And so the fact that at night he was moonlighting as a comedian, he was fighting to own his dream. He ended up, Ken John, he got his first role as an actor at age 38. And again, I wanted to highlight him because of what we discussed last week and what we covered in owning your dream. Because the important thing is that, yeah, I can pursue my dream at any time, but I need to make sure that I'm owning my dream. Wow, I have an amazing group of elite leaders that I'm taking a journey on, Put Your Dream to the Test on right now. We had a great first session on owning your dream. And now I want to highlight and go to the story in a greater fullness to Mr. Harlan Colonel Sanders, founder of KFC. He was 62 or 65. I saw different stories. One story said 62. Another story said 65. When he founded the finger-licking good chicken known as KFC. Now, I want to pause here for just a moment. Did you hear how old I said Colonel Sanders was? Did you hear what I said? 62 or 65. One would say he's in this prime of retirement, and he's still pursuing his dream. So the question raised is not, is it too late? And we're going to talk about some elements around an alternative question that we really should be looking at. But let's hear more of Harlan Colonel Sanders. What I found interesting is that he was 6 years old when he started cooking. He started cooking for his siblings. His mom, broken home, mom had to work and all of that. And so from age six, he was cooking. From age six. But he did not move into what he tapped into was a love that he had until 62 or 65. Come on, people. I hope you are hearing me. I wish I could see you, feel your expressions and the vibrancy of you connecting with what I'm sharing with you. You're never too old. It's never too late to pursue your dream. Do you know that Colonel Sanders, that he was rejected 1,009 times? 1,009 times before he got someone to buy into his secret recipe. Many of us quit before we get to that place of breakthrough. Now imagine if Mr. Colonel Sanders, 500, he would not have left the legacy that he has gone on to leave, and we're going to talk more about that. And so whatever is your passion, what are you passionate about? Whatever is your passion, pursue it until. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, until when? Until you get the breakthrough. Until it happens. Don't quit. Don't give up. It's never too late. You're not too old. You can do what you desire to do at any stage in your life. But the question is, are you willing to do what you will have to do to allow your dreams to become a reality? You see, Colonel Sanders, he really wanted his dream. To me, that's evident. When he went through 1,009 no's before he got to the yes, before he got to the individual that would buy into his secret recipe. And that was the start of what we know as KFC. He had to face failure, rejection, a bad misfortune in his past, along the way, a number of different things, a failed relationship, divorce, various things that he needed to go through to get on the other side. But this is what I love. He has left a legacy with KFC. He has since gone on. But listen to this. In his 70s, hold on to your seat. Okay, if it wasn't enough that he was in his 60s when he founded KFC, in his 70s, in his 70s, in his 70s, you may be thinking, okay, Coach Adams, I get it. I want you to really hear it because you're sitting there, you're nowhere near his age, and you're thinking, oh, it's too late, which is why oftentimes parents will push their kids into a certain lane or area because they didn't pursue their dream, and so now they're infringing their dream that they didn't have the courage to pursue for whatever reason, that they're now putting that on their kids. That's what makes me think with Ken John. I don't know him personally, but the fact that he went and did the discipline of becoming a doctor, years of schooling, and then he was moonlighting as a comedian so that he could break into the entertainment industry because that was his dream. But probably in his home, entertainment was not acceptable as the pursuit that you would be on. And so he had to go on the pathway of someone else's dream until he could get to that place to own his own dream. And now he's in the entertainment industry. He got his first major role at 38, and 2 years later, he got another role. And so I want you to know that wherever you are on your journey, it's never too late. Listen to this. Colonel Sanders, hold on to your seat. Haven't forgotten my point that I was bringing up at the fact that he, at 70, became the founder of a, hold on, billion with a B, billion dollar brand. He died in 1980, and his legacy still lives with over, and this was as of information that I saw from last year, that over 20,000 KFC. Have you eaten at KFC? I know I have. I don't know if anyone out there hasn't at least had it once. Just once. And if you didn't like it, so be it. But you probably had it at least once because he has over 20,000 KFCs out there for you to choose from. And so the true question, and this is where we're really tightening the bolts up today. The true question is not, is it too late, but rather, what are you waiting for? And a more accurate question is, what hurdles do you need to overcome to achieve your dreams? What hurdles do you need to overcome to achieve your dream? Do you need to overcome the hurdle of fear, the hurdle of education or the lack thereof, the hurdle of health, the hurdle of time, the hurdle of low self-esteem, the hurdle of procrastination? I see this one often in my coaching practice, along with the others, but this one shows up quite often because the reality is we don't want to be disciplined to do what we have to do. We want our dream. Oh, I want it. But I don't want to pay the price. I don't want to pay the cost, as we discussed on last week. The hurdle of money, and money really isn't a hurdle if you know how to navigate around that. In Boss the Movement, we teach our young people, and I've lived this principle in my own life, the 6 steps of starting a business or birthing a vision with no money. And I can tell you, you don't need the money. You just need the vision and be committed to seeing it through. Yeah, at times you're going to need it, but there's such a great teaching around that that is so phenomenal that is taught to the youth ages 6 to 12 in Boston Movement. You have any youth that you want them to be empowered so that they're on the right path? I tell you, get them plugged into Boston Movement. Visit bossthemovement.com. Money, not an issue. Are you dealing with the hurdle of past failures? You know, last week when we did our overview of Put Your Dream to the Test, we spoke about that disappointment, those past failures of the past, is one of the number one reasons why people will not identify and pursue their dreams. Oh my, here's another hurdle. Are you struggling with the hurdle of discouragement? Yeah. Many deal with that as well. Do you know that that is yet another reason why someone will not identify their dream? They were discouraged along the way. Again, I don't know the gentleman that I spoke of earlier, Ken John, but I can imagine in his home that he probably said, I want to be an actor, Mom and Dad. And because of the stigma around acting, his parents discouraged him and shut him down, and that's why he went on this pursuit to be a doctor and then left practicing to be an actor because he was fighting to own his dream. But that discouragement along the way, have you been discouraged on your journey along the way? I can only imagine, and I don't know him either, Samuel L. Jackson, what he went through to get to that first movie that made a difference, that major role, how many auditions, I don't know. But all of us have a backdrop story. And the question is, are you willing to overcome the hurdles that you need to overcome to get on the other side? Maybe your hurdle is limiting belief. Maybe your hurdle is indifference. Maybe, just maybe, your hurdle, bottom line, is you are notorious for just giving a lame excuse. If there's an excuse to be found, you know it. You can speak it. It's always something that prevents you from pursuing your dream. And I want you to know, as we're speaking about hurdles, of course, that connects us to running. When I saw this story, I said, you better go, girl. I want to share with you and introduce to you, as we're speaking about running, hurdles is a part of track, right? Ellie May from South Carolina. Miss Ellie May ran the 100-meter dash at, are you ready for how old Miss Ellie May was? If you don't know who she was, I must say, I did not recognize her name until I got into the story. And I thought, you better go, Miss Ellie May. Miss Ellie May was 100 years old when she ran the 100-meter dash. And Miss Ellie May, oh, she broke the record for someone running at her age. So you're going to tell me and ask the question and wonder if it's too late to follow your dream? Well, I want you to be encouraged not to quit. If you feel like quitting, I want you to think about and remember the stories in brief that I shared. If any of the individuals intrigue you, Google. Let Google be your friend. Dig in deeper to their stories. They're quite intriguing. But the main thing that I want, because I can go on, I can tell you Harrison Ford, so on and so forth. There's so many others that started, quote unquote, much later in life. And why, for example, a Samuel L. Jackson or the other individual that I mentioned to you is because in the entertainment industry, that's considered old. But yet they pursued their dreams and got breakthroughs, quote unquote, later in life. But I think you can really appreciate Harlan Colonel Sanders. He started his business. He founded KFC at 62 or 65. What is your lame excuse as to why you can't pursue your dream? I want to know about it. I want to hear it. I do. I want to hear it. Because this is the thing, and we're about to open our lines up, and I want to hear from you, so I encourage you to engage. We're right at that time. Because every failure is a stepping stone, and our past failures don't determine our future. So what are you going to do from today to pursue your dream? I want to hear from you. We're going to take this opportunity to open our lines up for discussion. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And I want to hear from you because you've made the decision to tune in to Motivational Mondays today, and I want to know, have you taken anything away from what we're sharing and what we're talking about? What's the hurdle that you need to face? What's preventing you from living your dream, whatever your age? I want to hear from you. You know, I often say that if you needed to make a withdrawal from the bank, you would not stand in the bank and never go up to the teller if you needed to make a withdrawal. So this is that time for you that I encourage you, that have a conversation with us. Give us some thoughts on where you are, what is your struggle, or how are you progressing? What are you specifically taking away from what we've shared on the airwaves today? You have invested and sown this hour of empowerment. This time is for you. And so we would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. So again, I want to encourage you. That was the whole purpose of today, that I wanted to encourage you wherever you are. And if you are feeling like quitting, I want to say again to you, don't do it. You could be right at that boiling point of your breakthrough, but you quit too soon. Think about this. I want you to really process around this. We spoke about Colonel Sanders, that he was rejected 1,009 times. What if he went 1,007 times and then he said, oh, wow, I've done it 1,007 times. Forget about it. He would have missed. He was right there at the boiling point of a breakthrough. He would have missed what his legacy has now become had he quit too soon. How many of you are sitting on the sidelines in the game of life? You're on the bench. You're talking about everybody on the field, on the court. You're so critical. You can but you're on the bench. Hey, at least they're on the field. At least they're on the court. You can't win if you're not in the game of life. If you're just sitting idly by and you're just existing, you can't murmur and complain about what somebody else is doing. If you're sitting on the bench, you can't murmur and complain about someone else's fire for their vision. If you're on the bench, hey, at least they are passionate about their assignment. And that's what I really got from Colonel Sanders' story and the stories of all of those that we shared. But Colonel Sanders in particular, because you have to have some passion. You have to be clear on your vision to be rejected 1,009 times. I must say my hat goes off to Mr. Harlan Colonel Sanders. It really does, because he had the tenacity to follow through. And tenacity is one of the areas in which many fall short, and it's important to really put your dream to the test in that area. Do you have the tenacity? Will you be consistent? Will you continue to fight through the hurdles, the obstacles, the issues, the challenges? And so, again, the question is not, is it too late to pursue my dream? The question is rather, are you willing to do what you need to do? More accurately, what hurdles do you need to overcome? Identify them. And are you willing to jump over those hurdles? Whatever that may look like, whatever that may take, so that you can get on the other side. Well, I want you to know that I am here to support you in getting on the other side. I don't want you to lose focus on your goals, to lose focus on your vision, on your dreams. My assignment is to equip others so that they are in a position to win. WIN is an acronym that I have that stands for Work It Now. That is so that you can work your vision, so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And I want to assist you with that, with the tools that I have available. You know, I have to ask you this question. What are you willing to do differently to get different results so that you can achieve your goals, so that you can achieve your dreams, so that your vision becomes a reality? You know, many, they are on a hamster wheel. They're doing the same things over and 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 over, but yet different results. Well, the reality is you're in a place of insanity, and you are not going to get different results until you do things differently. And one of the things that I feel very strongly about, and of course I am biased, I put that out there right now so you'll know, is having the right people on your dream team, having the right people on your team, having the right people circling the wagons around you with support and insight and wisdom, mentors, of course, a coach. Ah, I know a great coach, by the way. Have you heard of her? Coach Shania Marie Adams? Yeah, I mean, she's phenomenal from what I've been told. So now may actually be the perfect time for a winning partnership to support you in overcoming those obstacles, those hurdles, so that you can achieve your dreams. One-on-one coaching really and truly makes the difference. I'm dealing with individuals in my coaching practice every day that are achieving greater things. I have an individual who had a book project that I'm working with now, and she has sat that down for years, and she's picked it back up, and now she's in process with that. She started her ministry, had been talking about it for a long time. Another individual who wants to start and launch a school, she's working on her plans for that now. It's been re-stimulated in her. I can go on and on and on with the various things that individuals are focusing on with the right support. And so I want you to know that you probably need the right support. And if you give our team a call for greater details around the one-on-one coaching partnership that truly makes the difference, I want you to know that you are in a position because you're listening in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams today, that I have a special gift of empowerment. Give our team a call so that you can redeem a complimentary month of coaching. That's right. I said it. You join into a one-on-one coaching partnership and you get one complimentary month of coaching. And so I want you to know that I'm here for you. Again, our lines are open if you have a question or a comment around today's installment and our subject of what we've been talking about. Is it too late? Nope. I think we got the answer to that. It's very clear. It's not too late. I think we've identified the hurdles that we have to overcome and that the reality is I must deal with the true question of the hurdles that I must face to overcome and recognize from the stories that we've heard, it's never too late. Yes, I may have to fight and persist and have tenacity to kick until I get there, but my dream is possible. If that is your assignment, the reason why you have been created, if you don't give up, I promise you, it's going to happen, but it's going to cost you something. As we spoke about on last week, are you willing to pay the price? That is the question. You know, when I think about paying the price, I think about my journey. You know, I mean, it has not been an easy road by any stretch of the imagination. It hasn't. I've had some ups, I've had some downs, some challenges, some obstacles and hurdles that I've had to overcome. It's been a rich, vibrant journey. And even with all of that, it has been, as I stated earlier, the most fulfilling time of my life. Why? Because when I identified what it was that I was placed on the planet to do, the reason that I was creating, it was this awakening that happened in me, and now I understood the higher call of purpose on my life. It gave my life a why, and the why is your anchor. We've talked in depth about the why a few weeks ago, so if that's something that you are intrigued by, one of the things that we mentioned around the why is understanding that our why, it's not associated with a single event. See, for example, when two individuals are dating and the man asks the woman, will you marry me? And she says yes, and they start planning. What, generally speaking, is the number one focus for most couples? You guessed it. Exactly. It is the wedding. The focus is on the wedding, the single event. But not a lot of energy goes into how will I make a relationship work? How will I have a healthy, loving relationship that's vibrant? How will I do that? Now, that is the higher call of purpose beyond the single event. And for many of us, our why is connected to the single event. And that has caused us issues. I have an individual in my coaching practice today that I'm dealing with, and her issue was when we first started working together is her why was associated with a single event. All of the individuals that I mentioned, believe me when I say their why was not a single event. Because when the why is a single event, for example, I just want to make more money, and the money is not there, you're going to throw in the towel if it's not about a higher call of purpose. And that's what you want to anchor in on, is what is my higher call of purpose? Maybe you need support with discovering that. Maybe you don't know exactly quite where to go in figuring that out. That's another reason why you may want to join in partnership at this time and do a one-on-one coaching partnership, because truly it makes the difference and assists you with those areas of challenge. And I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment and tools to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, to be empowered to achieve greater results through my branded Win Shops, my one-on-one coaching, group coaching, speaking, teaching, training. So know that the resources and support is there. And I go back to my illustration. Don't stand in the middle of the bank needing to make a withdrawal, and you never go to the teller. So as we have a summary review of what we talked about today, I want to remind you of the beautiful stories that we just touched on. And I encourage you, for anyone that you're intrigued on and you want to know more, Google, let Google be your friend. Of course, I shared with you just a little snippet taste of my story. You've heard about Shania Adams, Coach Adams, Vera Wang. Ah, when I get married, I look forward to having a Vera Wang original.
Yes,
absolutely. Noted fashion designer who started her fashion line at, do you remember how old she was? Okay, let me remind you, Vera Wang was 40. How about Stan Lee, comic creator? Now, I'm a moviegoer, and I must tell you, in this COVID pandemic season, I'm missing my movies. I was an AMC A-lister. I could see up to 4 movies a week. I miss my movie escapes and all of the movies that Stan Lee created, because I was a Marvel fan. I've seen them all. Fantastic Four, X-Men, Spider-Man, Thor, Avengers, the Hulk, and so many others. Remember, he was 39 when he created and co-created Fantastic Four. Again, Samuel L. Jackson. I think you know Mr. Sam Jackson, 43 years old, when he got his first major role, 43. Now, let's not forget Harlan Colonel Sanders. He was 62 or 65 when he founded KFC. So don't you say it's too late. It's never too late. And, of course, just for the mention of, I brought in the gentleman that we spoke about because I wanted you to hear his story, Ken John, and really connect with, because, again, I thought it was so intriguing when I saw that he was practicing. He was a practicing doctor in California and moonlighting as a comedian, which said to me, it was screaming, I'm trying to fight to own my own dream. But in that industry, he was old. He was 38. He really wasn't. But for the industry standards, he was old. And let us not forget about, oh, my goodness, what a great way to wrap things up. Miss Ellie May out of South Carolina, running the 100-meter dash at age 100. Woo, that is very impressive. So don't quit wherever you are. Don't quit. Your dream is worth the fight. Don't you dare give up on that seed that's on the inside of you. Bring that baby forth. Maybe you've given birth, but you've kind of sat the baby to the side. It may be time for you to pick the baby up and start to care for the baby and revitalize the baby so that you can follow your dream. Because if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling like, you know, I'm just existing, I'm not really living, I must say it's probably because you're not doing your assignment. If you're always murmuring and complaining, if there's negative to be seen in anything, you are womp, 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 womp. You're constantly having some negatives to say about others who are pursuing their dream while you sit on the bench. Then you need to look at how can I make a shift. And no, you may be sitting there saying, well, Coach Adams, I feel like it's too late. The stories we have learned today lets us know it is never too late to pursue your God-given assignment and the dream that God has placed in you. You do not want to leave this earth full, and you should have left empty. You don't want to leave full of potential that you never tapped into. Tap into it. Your life will be more fulfilling. I am a testament to that. I can tell you without question that when you are doing your assignment, even when it doesn't make sense, God opens the pathway for you. He gives opportunities for you. He has people in the atmosphere waiting to partner and support with you. The key is you just have to start moving. You just have to start executing. Even in your uncertainty of not really knowing, take a step. Take the next step, start to move, because it's far easier to navigate a car that is in motion than a car that is parked. Don't be parked on the lane of life, the highway of life. This is Coach Adams. As I prepare to close out today, I want to let you know, maybe you didn't ask a question or a comment, but you want to keep the conversation going. You may have a show thought or idea, someone that you feel would make a great guest. And by the way, we have a great guest coming up later in this month that I'm really excited about. This individual was a part of the construction team for the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. And so I'm excited to have her share with us and her story. So continue to tune in on a weekly basis so that you don't miss your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week, so that you can get the vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment that you need to be more equipped on your journey. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and I leave you with this. I coach and you win.